Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I just noticed this driving around this weekend, making my weekly pilgrimage to Highland Park Market. And, you know, I've noticed that at the Citgo station and at the Exxon station, prices are slowly starting to creep up. Not a shock yet, but they are going up. So the question is, why is this? The other thing is, Joe Arsenowitz, as I told you a few minutes ago, over the weekend, the Speaker of the House said, I'm just not sure we can get these tolls through. Okay, so now what do you do? Well, joining us is a guy who's been a friend of ours for a long time, Michael J. Fox. He is the head of the Gasoline and Automotive Service Dealers of America, and he's here for a few minutes. I remember, Michael, when we first met, we were trying to cut the gas tax. So there it goes.
Seems like ages ago, huh, Ray? But it's the same old story.
Well, you know, it affects almost everybody, I would guess. Michael, what first of all, have you also heard that this toll thing is in trouble?
Yes, and the issue with the tolls is they're not listening to the problem, which is pretty typical of legislators. They think they know what the problem is. They think they have the votes to get this or that done. If they just listen to what the problem is, they could probably solve this very easily. And the problem's real simple. The voters and the taxpayers, the people who give the legislature the money, are sick and tired of being robbed.
Yes.
And they just aren't listening to that. Sure, they created a lockbox, but I'm not even a politician, and I figured 15 holes in that lockbox already.
No, that's the whole thing. I mean, I think most people wouldn't mind paying extra if it meant like a better road, a better bridge, a better rail service, whatever it may be. But if it's just going, you know, somehow it just magically ends up in the general fund.
So, Ray, here's some staggering numbers. From 2001 to 2010, $6.1 billion was raised through the gas tax and the gross receipts tax. Of that $6.1 billion, over $2 billion disappeared into that cloud called the general fund.
Yeah.
And now you take from 2011 to 2019, we've got another $1.3 billion that has disappeared. People are sick and tired of that. Here's the simple answer.
Yes.
Create a lockbox that has no holes. Mm-hmm. Do not give the legislature or the governor the authority to change that lockbox. That lockbox can only be changed by a voter referendum. Why? The people who pay the tax should control where the money goes. Now, most legislatures and most governors say, well, that's what you elect us for. And they're correct. We do elect them for that. But they say one thing to get elected, and as soon as they get up there, they just go and do another.
Well, and Michael, you know, the other thing I just want to hit this is I've heard this, and let's see if you, because you're up at the Capitol all the time as, you know, the head of GASDA. Some people are telling me, okay, if it's in the lockbox, okay, it's safe for now. But if you don't put the money in the lockbox, which you can do, divert it into the general fund, then all of a sudden there is no protection.
Well, that's what I mean when I say no holes. So you have to designate what revenue goes into that lockbox, and that money has to stay there. Not apportion the taxes to go into the lockbox each year. And Republicans, they're saying the same thing. The Republican side of the aisle, who you barely can get one vote for these tolls, is saying, we've seen way too much of the revenue just disappear. Now, if they're really going to use the money for transportation and nothing other than transportation,
right,
tell me what the problem is with the suggestion. The problem with the suggestion is voters will make sure the money stays there, and by not listening to the voters, they're not addressing the problem. The other thing is the governor now says, well, I'm going to cut the gas tax 5 cents. We've heard that. You cut the gas tax, then you blame the cut in the gas tax as the reason why there's no money for transportation. When we cut the gas tax, and let me tell you something, this is both sides of the aisle. This is not a Republican problem, a Democratic problem, a Republican governor, a Democratic governor. They all do it.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, put the power back to the people. You need to eliminate that hidden gas tax called the gross receipts. That's right now, today, and of course, every time prices go up, that particular tax goes up because it's a percentage tax. That's about 16 cents. No one's going to swallow a mere 5 cents a gallon. Now, why should we cut the tax? That's a simple answer. Because only the taxpayers of Connecticut have been robbed. Out-of-state commuters who use and abuse our roads to the tune of about 45 to 47% have paid nothing since we eliminated the tolls. Not one penny.
So if you do want that, and you do see, you can see it, especially this time of year. I mean, if you're down on 95 on a Saturday, I mean, count the Jersey plates, Pennsylvania plates, New York plates. They're all there. And I mean, so how do you get the money from them? Because they're not going to buy gas because it's more expensive here.
100%. And the only way you're going to get it is through tolls. So we need to give the taxpayers of Connecticut a break by cutting the gas tax because we purchased the gas in our state. That will provide them the revenue to pay the tolls that they're using, as well as charging in-state people less than out-of-state people, and then charge those out-of-state people who've been using and abusing our roads for over 30 years and not paying a penny.
All right. Hey, buddy, I've got to go. But, Michael, stay in touch, will you please?
I will.
Okay. Michael J. Fox, head of GASDA, the Gasoline and Service Dealers of America.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.